The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenging gospel passage for us, even just to understand, because when Jesus says, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. What are the things that are happening? He's just spent probably the better part of 10 or 15 verses saying what's happening. And of course, we haven't heard those verses, so it's a bit of a challenge. But Jesus is saying that there's a conflict that is coming soon after the words that he's speaking. And the conflict is between nation states, right? It's between the people of Israel and the Romans. And many of the people of Israel, called as they are to be God's light and the messengers of his truth, his mercy, his love, his grace, themselves prefer to be in court armed conflict with the Romans, even though Jesus is telling them that amounts to willing your own destruction. So Jesus is saying, yeah, there's time to turn to the way of peace, but if we look at the world around us, it's not going to come along. So there's a conflict, and there will be a confrontation. Though, and as this conflict comes to a head, we have to remain true to who we are, staying close to Jesus, and persevering in the way of peace and of charity. Because as he says here, and this is eternally significant for us, the ways of the world and the kingdoms of the world and the pursuits, especially the vain pursuits of money, power, and pleasure, they have their own paths. But all of those paths lead to destruction. They'll all fade away. They'll all lead to destruction. They're all futile in the end. The way that endures, the way that lives on forever, is the way of Christ Jesus, the way of peace, the way of mercy, the way of charity, the way of truth, the way of justice. So we have to continue to give ourselves to him, even in the face of opposition, even in the face of the transitory nature of everything that we encounter in the world, right? Things come into existence, they fall out of existence, the rest. Jesus endures forever, and his way and his kingdom endure forever. And so it's ours then, I would say recklessly, right, without reserve and without hesitation, to give ourselves to Jesus, because we know that his cause is the only cause that is worth investing in. Right? We know that his way is the only way that perdures. So the investments that we make in any other space, the time, attention, and energy, if it doesn't line up with the kingdom of God, if it's not given over to Jesus, then we're ourselves courting the destruction of the people of Jesus' time. You know, we ourselves are investing in the things that will fade away and pass out of existence. But no, Jesus' words will not pass away. And so hearing the call of Christ today, we also heed the call of Christ. And as he calls us here to himself, and he calls us into his people to be members of his own body, we not only receive that word with trust and confidence and faith, but we give ourselves to him. We give this day to him to serve him and to serve him well by praising God, by glorifying God with everything we've got and pouring ourselves out in his service by loving everyone that he entrusts to our care today.